I'm Davis Donovan, and I cover news for WSHU Public Radio that sometimes takes me, well, off the path. Staying well-informed is essential to a well-functioning democracy. Understanding facts and filtering out noise takes work, and our mission at WSHU is to help you do that through coverage from our newsroom, NPR News, and the BBC. We're expanding our world together. Thank you for your support.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. We're taking a look back at some of the new laws that go into effect in our region this year. Plus, LIPA can extend its contract with PSEG, and Connecticut's AG sued the Trump administration 45 times in 2025. A look at where some of those cases stand today. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. A law aimed at tackling Connecticut's affordable housing crisis is one of several new laws that took effect yesterday, January 1st. WSHU's Ebang Udama has more.
The wide-ranging law seeks to spur more affordable housing by requiring towns to create housing growth plans. It also changes minimum off-street parking requirements and restricts hostile architecture like armrests on benches that prevent homeless people lying down. Some other new Connecticut laws in 2026 include stricter helmet requirements for motorcyclists and e-bikes and new driver's permit requirements for teenagers. There's also a prohibition on handcuffing children under 14 unless a threat exists, and there are new protections for librarians against book censorship, as well as an increase in the state's minimum wage to $16.94 an hour. Ebang Udama, WSHU News.
And New York Governor Kathy Hochul signed into law a new set of prison reforms. The overhaul comes a year after an inmate was beaten to death by officers at a state prison near Utica. The New York Public News Network's Emily Russell reports.
The new prison reforms are aimed at expanding transparency in all 42 of the state's correctional facilities. Now, every prison is required to have cameras in every area of the facility, except for toilets, shower stalls, and cells. The new bill also requires state and local correctional facilities to share video footage of any inmate deaths within 1 to 3 days with the Attorney General's office. It was body camera footage that played a critical role in capturing the deadly beating of Robert Brooks last December. He was incarcerated at Marcy Correctional near Utica. Six correction officers were charged with murdering Brooks. Brooklyn State Senator Julia Salazar sponsored the prison reform bill.
We're taking a really serious step to make our state prisons less violent and safer for incarcerated individuals and for staff.
But the union that represents correction officers said in a statement that it was, quote, deeply disappointed in Hochul for signing the bill. The statement described the legislation as broad punitive oversight on COs who are already under, quote, constant surveillance and scrutiny. Along with outfitting all New York State prisons with more video cameras, the new legislation also gives the Correctional Association of New York more access to state prisons and prison data. The head of the prison watchdog group told the New York Times that the prison reform bill is, quote, monumental, though said more reforms will still be needed in the future. For the New York Public News Network, I'm Emily Russell.
Bridgeport officials are reporting record low crime statistics for 2025. WSHU's Molly Ingram was in the Park City this week and has this report.
Mayor Joe Ganim says violent crime is down 37% compared to 2024, and fatal shootings are down 66% from last year. He credits community policing and partnerships as well as successful gun take-back measures.
It comes from collaboration, it comes from partnerships led by the Bridgeport Police Department and by you, Chief, and your team that have produced some of the largest plunges in crime statistic numbers for a major city in America in as far back as we could go.
Bridgeport also saw a 46% decline in robberies and 35% decrease in rape cases, and property crimes fell 24%. Ganim says he plans to continue the trends in 2026. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Coming up, a look back at the dozens of lawsuits against the Trump administration by Connecticut's Attorney General.
Happy New Year. I'm Suzanne Bona, host of Sunday Baroque. And as you're wrapping up your holiday celebrations and maybe getting ready to go back to work next week post-holiday, I've curated a playlist of some of the greatest hits of the Baroque. It's one last hurrah to ease you into 2026 on Sunday Baroque this week. Sunday morning at 7 on WSHU Public Radio.
New York State officials have told the town of Brookhaven and the village of Head of the Harbor that FEMA will probably not approve funding to replace the Stony Brook Dam. The dam was washed out in a torrential rain back in August of 2024. The collapse caused a local pond to drain out, killing thousands of fish. State officials say the dam served, quote, no public purpose, and recommended a culvert with a bridge instead. You can no longer purchase or refill a Metro card if you use a New York City subway or bus. The MTA has switched to the Omni system, which allows users to tap a credit card, phone, or refillable Omni card to pay their fare. Metro cards will be phased out completely at some point this year. The Connecticut State Supreme Court has upheld the legality of protective orders against gun ownership, even in cases where violence was not part of the underlying case. They rejected the appeal of a man who was arrested for violating the ban tied to the sexual assault of a minor. The court ruled that sexual cases can imply threatened force. The Long Island Power Authority has received state approval to extend its contract with energy company PSEG, but with certain conditions, WSHU's Shelley Hassman-Kadish reports.
The formal approval clears the way for PSEG to manage the LIPA-owned electric grid for another 5 years. According to Newsday, the contract could be terminated early if a government investigation finds evidence of fraud or criminal actions. That stipulation is unprecedented and was added as the state continues a probe into charges of irregularities in the bidding process. In a letter to LIPA's board, State Controller Thomas DiNapoli's office requires increased oversight by the board be added to the contract. Shelley Hassman-Kadish, WSHU News.
Connecticut Attorney General William Tong sued the Trump administration dozens of times in 2025. WSHU's Molly Ingram has an update on where some of those cases stand.
Tong has filed or joined 45 lawsuits against the administration over things like food stamps, Head Start, offshore wind, Planned Parenthood, and more. In most of the cases, litigation is still pending. Tong has been successful, at least for now, in cases to protect birthright citizenship, block broad federal funding freezes, and stop major cuts to the National Institute for Health. The Trump administration has won cases that allowed them to fire probationary federal employees, fire Department of Education workers, and get rid of National Science Foundation grants to support women and people of color in STEM. In many of those cases, temporary rulings are in place or appeals are pending. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or download the free WSHU app. And join me tomorrow on the radio, 91.1 WSHU, for a special edition of the After All Things Weekend program. We're taking a look back at some of our favorite feature stories from 2025. Again, that's tomorrow, Saturday, January 3rd at 6 p.m. Speak to you then, and if not, have a wonderful weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday right here on the podcast. I'm Sabrina Garone.